This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the Pain Management and Health News channels. Make sure you connect with us on Facebook to receive the latest programming for your convenience simply at eHealth Radio. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Shirley Pang, rheumatology physician for St. Jude Heritage Medical Group. Dr. Shirley treats those living with osteoarthritis and has been prescribing a non-invasive, non-drug treatment option known as the BioniCare system. The BioniCare system provides an electrical signal that stimulates the joint tissue to reduce the pain and symptoms of arthritis and helps improve the function of the knee. Dr. Pang, welcome to eHealth Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So first of all, how do you describe the BioniCare system the best that you are able to do so?
Well, pretty much you summarize what the product does. This is a device that generates this electrical signal that's unique to each patient. And this electrical signal basically leads to a series of biochemical events that the end product is, it helps to maintain the tissues in the joint, whether it's to help with the growth or repair. But the end product is the health of the tissue is maintained.
How long have you been prescribing the BioniCare system?
It's been about 2 years. And to be quite honest, when I first was introduced to this device, I was somewhat skeptical in a sense where, you know, why would an electrical pulse lead to an improvement in patients' pain level? And they did do some research looking at a cellular level that there was some improvement in inflammation proteins in rheumatoid arthritis. But I was quite intrigued when I learned about this product. So with a bit of skepticism, that's how I began this use of this product. And over time, within about, I would say, 6 months, you know, you start to notice patients coming back and giving you positive feedback. So all in all, it's been about 1.5 to 2 years since I've been exposed to this product.
And I would be curious, what type of patients have been a good fit for the BioniCare system that you've seen?
Well, you know, to be very frank, I think anybody who has some form of chronic symptomatic osteoarthritis are going to be great candidates. And this product or device is pretty much used in knees and hands. It hasn't been developed for other joints. But we all know that as we get older and whatever risk factors that are beyond the aging process, which are definitely known, but we are all getting older. So I think anybody who has any form of chronic symptomatic osteoarthritis in the knees or hands are going to be a great candidate because, in a sense, there's really nothing to lose in general. It's a non-invasive way to treat pain because we really don't have these amazing disease-altering products out there. And so, you know, we give our patients Motrin, Advil, or a class of medications called non-steroidal anti-inflammatories, but they just treat symptoms. But everything we take has a potential for side effects long-term. So this, in general, is considered non-invasive, you know, improvement in pain function and strength such that really, there's really nothing to lose. And that's kind of how I present it to patients because they all come to me, well, why would this glove really help? And so I told them, well, hey, wouldn't it be something you could try? And it's better than taking a pill every day, or you can take the pill less often. So, yeah, I think any patient with symptomatic arthritis in the knees and hands are going to be a good candidate.
Today we are with Dr. Shirley Pang, rheumatology physician for St. Jude Heritage Medical Group. Dr. Shirley treats those living with osteoarthritis and has been prescribing a non-invasive, non-drug treatment option known as the BioniCare system that provides an electrical signal that stimulates the joint tissue to reduce the pain and symptoms of arthritis and helps improve the function of the knee. And she's joined us here on eHealth Radio's Pain Management and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. So Dr. Pang, what happens when you have a patient that needs a knee replacement or appears to? Would you offer the BioniCare system as an option, or how do you handle that?
I think it's an option to consider. There is going to be a subset of patients that no matter what you do, pharmacologically or physical therapy wise, they're going to need to get their knees replaced. But there's going to be a subset of patients that who can delay the need to get a knee replacement for a good 4 years. A study that Bionicare actually performed demonstrated that. So I think it's an option that patients who should consider as a possibility and to talk to your doctor about this if they've been presented with the possibility of needing a knee replacement.
How effective has the device been for the patients that you've prescribed it to, and how long before patients see improvement in the function of their knee?
I would say it would probably take around 3 months of consistently using this device. You know, in patients, pain level improves, their function improves, but also so does their strength. So if patients use this consistently, they should, in theory, see something by 3 months. But I really encourage people to try to use this as much as they can during the day. And obviously sometimes it's harder than others, but the consistent findings I find with patients where they're not really quite sure if it works is because they're not using it as often as they should.
And lastly, how does Bionicare compare to other treatments for osteoarthritis?
I think it should be considered an option for the treatment, as and also somewhat of an adjuvant treatment in a sense where, you know, we have patients who have chronic pain and they're on pain medication. And so, you know, this in theory, this device could help not only decrease their pain but improve their strength. And as a byproduct, you know, they're going to be able to use less of their pain medications. So I see it more as an adjunctive treatment. And in some ways, you know, in theory, if you're able to improve the pain, the strength, it's been shown to decrease the time to getting, for example, knee replacement. So compared to other treatment, I think it's adjunctive, but certainly should be considered earlier on when a patient comes into the office.
Well, certainly appreciate your stopping by to give us more information on this. Where can our listeners get more information online about the Bionicare system?
You can certainly talk to your doctor about this device. They'll be able to give you more in-depth information and in most likely cases actually show you an example of the device, because it's so hard to actually show it through a two-dimensional picture than actually seeing it in three dimensions and trying it on, because that's very important, the feel, the lightness example, the portability of this device is what is really strong positives about this device.
And certainly we'll be posting photos on the broadcast page as well to help out a little bit from the visual angle. In conclusion, any closing thoughts or a final tip on today's topic?
The party line, I think, of osteoarthritis is it's out there. It's the most common type of osteoarthritis. And certainly as we get older, this is going to become a more prevalent issue. But there's hope in the sense where there's a lot of studies going on in terms of what are ways we can, for example, predict how a patient's disease will progress and how are they going to respond to medications. And in theory, hopefully, medications that can potentially halt the disease progression. So that's the hope that we all have. And this device is just one study or at least one avenue of this osteoarthritis being studied. I think that's kind of the hope I want people to come out with.
Well, Dr. Pang, I certainly appreciate your taking the time to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And the pleasure has certainly been ours as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Shirley Pang, rheumatology physician for St. Jude Heritage Medical Group, who treats those living with osteoarthritis and has been prescribing a non-invasive, non-drug treatment option known as the Bionicare system that provides an electrical signal that stimulates the joint tissue to reduce the pain and symptoms of arthritis and helps improve the function of the knee. And the website of reference is Bionicare.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and pain management channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.